not the only mitzvah that, okay, put that aside. Now let's focus in the back of the Siddur, in the Art Scroll Siddur, Nusach Ashkenaz, on page 74, it says here on the title, Sheish Zichirois, six memories, six things that we remember. Does anyone say this every single day? Who say, yeah, you say every single day? The Sheish Zichirois, Baruch. What are the Sheish Zichirois? Number one is Laman Tizkar, Esyoim Tseizcha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Hayach. We'll just first go to six. Number two, you have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every single day you must remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Next, Zechiras Maimad Har Sinai. What does it say in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Rak, Hishomer Lucha, guard yourself, Ushmor Nafshcha Me'oid, Pen Tishkach, Es Hadvarim Asher Ru'i Necha, what you saw by Har Sinai. Ufen yasuru milivavecha kol yimechayecha. V'choydatam livanecha. V'livnei vanecha. Yoyim asher amadata lifnei Hashem elokecha b'chorev. So it says here in the Pasuk, Ufen yasuru milivavecha kol yimechayecha. You must remember Maimad Har Sinai. Torah tells you, don't ever forget it. Number three, Amalek, Zohar es asher asol lecha Amalek. You have to remember Amalek that we did last Shabbos. Number four, Zichiras Maisei Ho'egel. Don't ever forget that 40 days after we received the Torah, we worshipped the golden calf. Zohar al Tishkach. Eis asher hiktsafta, you angered es Hashem Elokecha Bamidbar, you angered Hashem what you did by worshiping the eagle. Number five is Miriam. Miriam, don't ever forget the consequences for speaking Lashon Hara. Zohar eis asher osu Hashem Elokecha leMiriam. Baderech b'tzeischem Mitzrayim, she spoke Lashon Hara on Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was poiresh mi'ishtoi, he separated from his wife for no good reason. She said the negative connotation of that. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was not good to his wife by separating from her. That was improper. And the Torah tells you, nifu she got saras. And because she got saras for Lashon Hara, they had to wait for her for 14 days. The Jewish people halted. They did not travel in the desert for 14 days, which, you know, it seems to indicate that if she would not have spoken Lashon Hara, they would have come into Eretz Yisrael 14 days earlier, which would have been when? What day? They came into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan. So that means if they would have come in 14 days earlier, they would have come in on the 26th day of Adar. Does that make sense? On the 26th day of Adar. There must be some significance in that day, why that day was meant to be the day when we came into Eretz Yisrael. Something would have been different. I don't know, we have to look into this. There was a delay, that's what it seems. It seems that there was a delay. We would have come into Eretz Yisrael earlier. And if we would have come into Eretz Yisrael earlier, by 14 days, it would have made a difference. It would be a different world. How? I don't know. Okay, and the last thing is, Zohar es Yoim HaShabbos L'Kadashoy. There are six things which Chazal tell us. Now I know the mayor is not here now, he walked out. Okay, they went on a mission. They go every day, today's Tuesday, they go on a mission somewhere. They go, Avalez and Medega. The fourth, these are the six things which, now the truth is there are other things, there's another list, there are more things, but it is a tradition. These are the main six things which we are obligated to remember. Now, before we even go further, let's just take note that how the command is mentioned in these six items. When it comes to Yitzias Mitzrayim, it says Leman Tizkar. It doesn't say the word Zohar. It doesn't say the word Zichar. it says a unique expression, Lima'an, so that Tizkor, you shall remember. Okay, Lima'an Tizkor es yoim tseischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimecheyach. When it comes to Amalek, it says Zohor. When it comes to Miriam, it says Zohor. When it comes to Shabbos, it says Zohor. When it comes to the Egel, it doesn't say the word Zohor, it says Zichor. 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 It's a different nuance. And when it comes to Maimon Har Sinai, it doesn't say the word Zichor at all, which is very, very interesting. All it says is, don't forget. Pen Tishkach. Pen Tishkach. Now by Amalek, it says both. By Amalek, it says Lo Tishkach, but it also says the word Zohor. But by Har Sinai, it does not say the word anywhere, the word Zohor. Not the word Zohor, not the word Tizkar, not the word, but all it says there, from which we learn, which we have accepted, that we have to remember this at some point in time, it says, what was the word? It says, pen tishkach. Pen tishkach. It should not happen. Pen tishkach es hadvarim. Pen tishkach turns into a substitute for the word remember. So it's interesting that the way the Torah tells us, let's assume for right now, there are really more than just these six, but traditionally these are the six of the primary ones that we remember. And these six, we have to remember, it's study the nuance of language to understand the expression. Everything in the Torah is 100% precise, and the way it tells us how to remember, not forget, is unique. Each one has its unique expression. Now, in addition to the being unique expression, the Mamori Chazal make it even more complicated. Because when it comes to Shabbos, we're going to work backwards, when it comes to Shabbos, the last one, of Shabbos, it says Zohor es yoim ha-Shabbos l'kadoshoy. What do Chazal say about the word Zohor? Zohrehu al hayayin. It's a drasha. It's not just enough to say, oh, it's Shabbos today. Oh, it's Shabbos today. Yayin. You have to remember the Shabbos with wine. With wine. Let's go, and that's a Gemara. You can't ignore that. When it comes to Amalek, Zohor Eis Asher.
Yeah, but that could be only the Rabbanan. You have to be able to catch it. There's an Indian.
So it's not so simple. It's not.
Al-Yayin.
So what does it mean? There's a Dibur. The way.
It's not just as remember it. Remember it.
So how do you remember it? Yochel Afilu. So the Gemara says, I would think you can do it Bepeh. I would think you can do it Afilu Bepeh. Okay, so the Gemara says, no, it's not enough to do Bepeh. Let me turn to the page over here. Let me. Mikadesh. Let me see. 1 second. Zochrei al hayayin. That's the Chazal extend the mitzvah to.
That's the best way to do it.
Okay, when it comes to. This is just general ideas. When it comes to, give me 1 second. Find it over here. Okay, here it is. Resh Pei Dalet. Okay, here it is. When it comes to Shabbos, the Gemara says, Zochreu al hayayin. Gemara says the Pesachim Dav Kuvav, Zochreu al hayayin. Zochor Yisrael Mishal B'Kachar, Yochol, I would think, Libucha. Kishu Omer Shomor, Harei Shmiras Leif, Hamur, Ho Mani Mekayim Zochor, Shetiyah Shoyne Bificha, in your mouth. So the Gemara is saying over here something very important, and that is, if you only have the word Zohor by itself, all it means is in the mind. Just be aware. But once you have already the word Shomor, that's Seres HaDibros. Zohor is Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, Shomor, It's Yom HaShabbos. Shamor takes the place of remember in your mind. And it forces us to upgrade the word Zohar to Dibur. To Dibur. So that's an important concept, because you take that concept into the other things, it doesn't say by all of the other things the word Shemira. Amalek. By Amalek, what does it say? All it says is Zohar Eis Asher Osolcha Amalek. So maybe when it says the word Zohar by Amalek, all it means you have to do is think. Think about, imagine you go to Shul, Rabbi Yisai, it's before Purim, now is a very good time to mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of Zichiras Mechias Amalek. So we're going to have a moment of silence. We're going to have 60 seconds of silence. Everyone, please close your eyes and reflect upon Amalek. Why is that not the mitzvah deraisa of Zohar Es Asher Osol Lecho Amalek? Why do we have to read it from the Torah? Why? The Gemara says Beferish, when it comes to Shabbos, if it would just say the word Zohar, the Gemara says, okay, that's the Rabban, that's an additional drasha. But when it comes to why, the Gemara says explicitly that if it only said in the Torah the word Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, Yochol, Afilu Believe. So all you gotta do, believe. It's Friday night, we want everyone to reflect for 60 seconds that today is Shabbos. We're going to daven a regular weekday Shemona Esrei. We're not going to even mention Shabbos. And the way we are going to acknowledge that today is Shabbos is a moment of silence. That's, the Gemara says, that's what we would do if it only said the word Zohar. But it doesn't only say the word Zohar. It says the word Shamar. And the word Shamar tells us, do just that. Reflect. Think. Ah, so why then did it say the word Zohar? Upgrade. Upgrade, it means Dibur. But it doesn't say that by Amalek. Amalek, it doesn't say the word Shamar. So if it only says the word Zohar, so why can't we be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Zechiras Mechias Amalek, with just thought? So you have to answer. It says another expression. It doesn't say the word Shamar, but it says Lo Tishkoch. Something similar. It says Lo Tishkoch. Lo Tishkoch means a moment of silence to remember what happened to us. So why does it have to go say Zohar? Oh, it's not enough just not to forget about it. You have to lane, read the psukim, or speak about it. According to the Rambam and the Ramban, the mitzvah of Zichiras Mechias Amalek is not to read from a Sefer Torah. It's to tell your children what Amalek did. It's to tell over the story what they did. You know what they did? They try to kill us. Make it. So the way we do it, we read the Torah, that makes it easy for us. We have a text, but that's not really what the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to relate Sipur, the Maisa Amalek. Okay, so we have this Yisoid. Now, what about Kriya Shema? What about Yitzias Mitzrayim? Yitzias Mitzrayim, it says, L'man Tizkores Yom Tzizcha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. Why are we obligated to recite? How do we do that? Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema Shachris, are you mechuyev to do it at night as well? Well, we have the famous drasha, we say in the Haggadah, Yimei Chayecha Elu Hayamim, Kol Yimei Chayecha Elu Halelois. And that's why we say the third parsha of Kriya Shema, and there at the end it says, L'man tizkor es yom tzizcha, there it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hotzeisi eschem mi'eretz Mitzrayim, liyos lochem lelokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. We say that pasuk is a kiyum deraisa of what it says, L'man tizkor es yom tzizcha mi'eretz Mitzrayim, kol yimei chayach. Oh, you'll ask, but it only says the word tizkor. It doesn't say the word loitishkoch. It doesn't say the word shamar. By Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why then are we obligated to remember the Yitzias Mitzrayim with a Dibur? I don't know the answer. Maybe I do. Maybe over here I just forgot what it says over here. Let me go turn to this page. We're running out of time very quickly. I want to get to the good stuff. It's all good stuff. Let's see what the Gemara says. The Mavi here says, first pasuk, okay, lo yisachal of chametz shvat siyotel lamatzas, masnisan masnisim shayim, machivlam v'layla. No, he only talks about it. He doesn't talk about it. The deed would be machshava. Why not machshava? Okay, there could be other reasons. I don't know. I don't know why. All right, let's now let's just run quickly. Maimon Har Sinai. Maimon Har Sinai, we don't do every day. When do we ever fulfill what it says? Raki shomer lecho, shmor nafshcho me'oid pen tishkach es hadvorim asher ro'einecha. So it would seem the reason why most people do not recite this every single day is because it does not say the word zochor. It doesn't say the word zochor. It doesn't say kol yimei chayecha. It does say kol yimei chayecha. It does say. So the tough question, why don't we go actually say it bepeh? So one answer is that, you know, it doesn't say the word zochor. The ikur way to remember Har Sinai is to learn Torah. When you learn Torah, the main part is v'hoidatam levonecha, levonei venecha, yoy ma'asher amadeta, it says, es hadvarim asher ruinecha, v'yizim lecha kol yimecha, v'hoidatam levonecha, levonei venecha, yoy ma'asher amadeta, levonei shem rechem ucharev. The way we are mekayim zichiras maimer Har Sinai is to learn Torah. Every time you learn Torah, v'shinantam levonecha, even saying kriyashma every single day, when you learn words of Torah, even the recital of kriyashma, this is a kiyum de oiraisa hishomer lecha u'shmor nafshcha mot pen tishkach es hadvarim asher ruinecha v'an yosudim levecha yimechai kol yimei chayecha v'higisa bo yoimam v'layla. When you learn Torah, you mekayim the mitzvah of remembering Maimon Har Sinai. The next is Amalek. So Amalek, it doesn't say anywhere in the parasha of Amalek kol yimei chayecha. By the first two of Yitzias Mitzrayim and by Har Sinai, it says kol yimei chayecha. But by Amalek, it doesn't say kol yimei chayecha. So therefore, who says you have to go do it every single day? And in fact, many Rishonim say you only have to do it once in 3 years. Once in 3 years is sufficient. You don't have to really learn from a Sefer Torah. You can learn from a Chumash. And you don't even have to read the Psukim. You just have to remember people tried to kill us. It does not say the word, doesn't say, all it says, remember, what? Don't forget. Remember, people try to kill you. I'm only going to try to do. It does not say kol yimei chayecha. Once a year is enough. Even once in 3 years is good enough. And really, it would be sufficient to listen to Kriyas HaTorah and Parashas Ki Seitze. Why do we do it again, Erev Purim? Because since Purim is a holiday that represents Mechias Amalek, so you know what? Chazal said, let's go and enhance our remembrance of Amalek right in Yoneh during the right time. Timing is everything. Okay, now, the next comes the Egel. I'm going to skip over that for a moment. Let's go to Miriam. This is a real tough one.
Well, one second, before we get to the...
Bring out time.
We got into the Vidla, you know, there's the famous pasuk that already says that there's a chira called Yom.
Well, what are you referring to?
Once he got into the Vidla telling us, by the Haggadah, early, Pesach is coming up.
That's the story. So what's the chilek? You saying what? We got levincha by yoyim ahu leimar lo yamarti el b'shosh yesh matzul mar munachem levincha. We got levincha by yoyim ahu leimar. What's the chilek? We got levincha in the mitzvah of leman tizker es yoyim tzescha me'eretz v'am kol yimechayecha. The difference between that's one of the most famous questions in the Haggadah. What's the chilek between the mitzvah deraisa every single day a year of Yitzias Mitzrayim versus Haggadah? So what is the answer? It's Haggadah, she'elo u'teshuva, question and answer to your children, and to do it over the matzah and the morar. The whole year, you just keep remember to yourself. This you have to do with matzu morar, munachum lefanecha. You have to do it with your children, and it has to be done with question and answer form, a different format. The difference is the format and the presentation. Sipur. It's a different, right? It's true. In essence, it's the same thing, but it's the format that's different. Okay, running out of time really. Now let's go to a more difficult one. Now, Shabbos. What is the meaning of Shabbos? When are we Mekayim Shabbos? So everyone knows the answer is when you say in the Yoim, The Goyim, now this is a very beautiful thing. This is one of the most fundamental differences between Jews and Gentiles. And how you calculate on this. A beautiful idea. There's a lot to discuss about this. What is the difference between a Jew and a Gentile? A Goy.
We drink wine and they drink. Okay.
Vodka. What is the difference? A Jew. When you, what's today? Today is Sunday. Today is Tuesday. What is Tuesday? Tuesday is Tuesday. Today is, it's the third day of the seventh. We're coming to Shabbos. Shabbos is in 4 days. Today is not Tuesday. Today, 4 days to Shabbos. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
No. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos.
Okay, so then how you count? No.
Yeah.
Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos.
Right.
Hayom, you're talking about another, that Shabbos Kedusha extends over Shabbos 3 days. But there are different ways to calculate. Hayom Yom Rishon l'Shabbos. Hayom Yom Sheni l'Shabbos. Today, its value is only has value, its relevance, its worth is its relationship to Shabbos. Agoy, what is today? Today is Tuesday. Tuesday, 8 o'clock, my favorite television show is on. Tuesday, we have downstairs in the center. I don't know what they have Fleishik's today. What do they have? They have every whatever they have. Tuesday is Tuesday. That's it. That's where it starts. That's where it ends. A Jew, Tuesday is worthless. The only value Tuesday have is its relationship to Shabbos. This is a difference that is makes us, it's a world of a difference. The day of Tuesday's value is only in its relationship to Shabbos. Hayoyim yoyim shlishi b'Shabbos. The mitzvah of Zichira, Zohar es Yoyim HaShabbos L'Kadsho is cosmic. It affects the way you look at time. You may be, okay, very nice. Add to the mix, the contrast, and how does a goy look at time? A goy sheshov aschayiv nisa. A goy doesn't value, it's not shaykh to Shabbos. It's an ois, beini uveinechem. That ois, beini uveinechem, changes literally everything. Zohar es yoyim ha-shabbos l'kadosho. Every single morning when you recite the yoyim, ha-yoyim, yoyim, rishoin b'shabbos, you will mekayim the mitzvah deraisa, zohar es yoyim ha-shabbos l'kadosho, and you will mekayim v'niflinu ani v'yamecha mikol amal shopneho adama. We have nothing in common with the goyim. Nothing. Because time is life. And the way we look at time, Shabbos is coming. 6 days to Shabbos, 5 days to Shabbos, 4 days to Shabbos. A goy, what? Today is Sunday. This is where it's all at. Okay, now Miriam is a tough question. Where are you mekayim the mitzvah of Miriam? So the very simple answer is, when you lay in it, once a year, you have to go to shul. It's very important to go to shul on Parshas. Which parish is it? Kiseitze?
Miriam?
Miriam.
What? That's Bahalo at the end of
Bahalo Yisra. I'm sorry, I'm ignorant. Such ignorance. Bahalo Yisra. End of Bahalo Yisra. Where does it say Zohar Yisra Shalom Miriam? Doesn't it say in the Kiseitze?
It's
Kiseitze. Right, that Pasuk. But the mice of Miriam took place in Bahalo Yisra. So both right. In Bahalo Yisra is the mice of Miriam. So when you go to shul, when you go to shul on Shabbos, and they lay in the parasha, that's what most of Farshim says when you mekayim the mitzvah, when you mekayim the mitzvah of Miriam. Let me find the place of Miriam.
Connection too?
Yeah, so women should have a go. It's not so posh. When a woman kind of the mitzvah, the raisa, or you say it's of Miriam Zohar, Esa Shurasa, when a woman kind of this mitzvah, the Ramban says, you mechuyiv to say the words. The Ramban is very machmir. The Ramban, mitzvah shvis, shenitztavid, the Ramban has a lot of complaints against the Rambam. And the Ramban says that the Rambam, he left out from the minyan ha-mitzvah, it's a couple of mitzvahs, he miscalculated. The seventh mitzvah that the Rambam left out was counting Miriam. Remember Miriam. How are you mekayim it? Over here it says, all it says over here is, Omnam, kamar ha-Rambam, mushar rishon meloy manukla. First of all, the reason why we don't mention it is because the Rambam doesn't count it as the Taryag mitzvahs. He doesn't count it. Ukvar nispar b'zichiris ma'is ha-egel. Okay, they say, How do we do it? Those who do count it, we do it once a year when you go to shul. When twice a year, you go to shul, so you say it. Okay, now the last one is the egel. How come you don't? We don't have anything to commemorate the egel. So you'll tell me, okay, when you lay in parshas kisisa, the levi gets the very long aliyah, the egel, and when you lay in it in parshas akev, there it says, don't forget what you have. So twice a year, you go to shul twice a year, you'll remember the egel. That's one answer. A better answer is we're doing it this week. We're doing it this week. The Parah Aduma, Parshas Parah, is the kiyum of the mitzvah of remembering the egel. Because Chazal, one of the first rashis in Parash Chukas, is let the Parah, the mother, come and clean up the waste, the waste of the egel of the calf. Parshas Parah is an atonement for the chet ha'egel. So therefore, just like last week, we lay Parshas Zohar, the mitzvah derais of Zohar, Esa she'asul chal amolek. This week, when we lay publicly Parshas Parah, we are being mekayim the mitzvah deiraisa of Zohar, Esa she'ektzavta es Hashem Elokecha, how we have angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the desert by worshipping the egel. Now, let me down there. This conclude with this. Let me conclude with this. Some tell us that you don't have to really say the Sheish Zechiros, because all of the Sheish Zechiros, or most of them, are really mentioned. This is a very beautiful thing in Ahava Rabbah. In Ahava Rabbah, and in fact, people they tell if you look at some, they tell you to be mechavein in Ahava Rabbah. To all of the Sheish, I'll just redo what it says there and we'll conclude with this. Okay, in Ahava Rabbah, what do we say? We say in Ahava Rabbah, the Arizal, the Sharkavonis, L'chavin b'chol yoyim sholoish, three of the six, Zichirois, the Birchas Ahavas Oilam, or Ahava Rabbah, L'fnei Kriyashma. Where do you remember every single day, Maimod Har Sinai? I told you, when you learn Torah, that's the ultimate remembering of Maimod Har Sinai. Arizal says, it's in the Nusach HaTfilah. When you say the Ahava Rabbah, Uvonu v'charta Mikol Am Viloshoin. We say those words in Ahava Rab before Kriya Shema. Where do you remember Amalek every single day? This is very interesting. V'keraftanu Malkeinu L'shimcha HaGodol. What is Amalek? Ki Yod Al Keis Ko. Ko is Yud Ke, half of Hashem's name. Hashem's name is incomplete. It's only Ka until Hashem eradicates Amalek. So you say the Kiraftan Amalekin L'shimcha HaGodol. Godol, not Katan, the full name, not half the name. And when it says Miriam, Zichiras Maisa Miriam, it says L'hoidois L'cha. The Koyach HaDibur was created to sing praise to Hashem and not to speak Lashon Hara. So when you say in Birchas, in Ahava Rabbah, L'choidois, it is alluding, be careful what you use your mouth for. The purpose of Dibur is L'choidois, not Lashon Hara. Okay, Mitzias Mitzrayim is Kriya Shema. And where do you have the Egel, also in Ahava Rabbah, Ula Ahava Es Shemecha. You say La'ahava, worshipping the Egel is the greatest breach in Ahava, loving Hashem. If you really love Hashem, how could you go rebel against Him and worship an Egel? When you say in the Nusach of Ahava Rabbah, La'ahava, or even V'yohavta Eis Hashem Elokecha, that is also a reminder not to worship the egel. So in general, we have the Sheish Zechiros, but the real point I want to make over here is that this week, when we learn this week's parasha, we have V'yachid Levavenu Li'ahava. Ahava is right, not the egel. That is a reminder not to worship the egel. But just the basic, we learned all this basis, is to remember that this week's parasha, Parshas, this week's Parshas Sav is Parshas Para, and according to some of the Rishonim, the laning of Parshas Para is Chazal's clever way to remind us there's a mitzvah to remember how he angered Hashem with the Egel. The Para Aduma is the Kapara for the Maisa Egel. It is a kiyum of remember Eis Asher Ksavtas Hashem Lokecha Ba Midbar. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for coming, listening. Have a wonderful day. Abraham Akasha. Rosh Hashanah Lezakos Es Yisrael Lefik Chirbalem Torah Mitzvah Shenemar Adonai Chafetz Levan Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Amen.